All right. So this week, even though Purim is over, I'm going to share a Purim story that happened because it actually has a lot of interesting, important halachos to keep in mind year round. There was a very wealthy person in Israel that threw an annual Purim Suda for all of his friends, and it was very, very fancy. And one of the most expensive parts of his Purim meal was the wine. He used to have very, very expensive wines. Then one year, his financial situation took a downturn. And he couldn't afford to throw the same party. He couldn't afford all the fancy wine that he usually did. But he was embarrassed. He wanted to keep up appearances. So for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why, he had kept all of his old expensive wine bottles. And so he said, I'll buy cheap wine, pour it in to those expensive wine bottles, and I'll invite all my friends and I'll be able to keep up appearances. Apparently, those people won't be able to taste the difference between expensive and cheap wine. I don't know if that's the case with everybody, but apparently his friends. And so his family, though, said, are you allowed to do that? Isn't that a problem of Gnevas Das? So I'm curious what you think, and first we have to understand what does Gnevas Das mean. So anybody have any thoughts about whether this might be Gnevas Das, or what is Gnevas Das?
It is Gnevas Das.
You say it is. Okay, so what is Gnevas Das?
Gnevas Das is deceiving, or a good example, would be cheating on a test.
So you say anything that has
96 on your test, your teacher says you studied, no, I had the answers in my desk.
Okay, so you say anything that is deception. So you say, and so lying and cheating, so this should also fit that category. All right, anybody else agree, disagree? You agree. Okay, so the Gemara has several cases of Gnevas Das. One of them, which could theoretically come up, is let's say there's somebody that wants to come over to your house for Shabbos, for a meal or something like that. And you don't want them over. So you find the one week that you know they can't make it, and you invite them. And they say, no, I'm sorry, I can't come. And you say, no, please, 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 come. It's like, no, I can't come. But they still feel good that you invited them. So the Gemara says that is Gnevas Das, because you're making it seem like you want them to come, and they feel indebted to you. And despite that, you know that they're not going to be able to make it this time, and you don't want to have to invite them ever. So because you're deceiving them, that is problematic. So over here too, you're essentially deceiving them, and you're giving them goodwill. You're basically saying, oh, I'm giving you such expensive wine, and that's what they think. And they're going to feel, oh, I owe this person so much. They're so nice to me. They give me expensive wine on Purim. And that's called Gnevas Das. Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy doesn't have to give expensive wine. So it's like, so it is Gnevas Das, but I feel like it's more of it's not more problematic because, like, the guy doesn't have to give any wine at all. So
you're saying,
that's like giving someone like a fake golden watch, like, and telling them, like, oh my gosh, you gave me a golden watch, I should give you more money back, like, because you're still giving me something. But then you can be like, getting more money back.
They paid you back $100,000 for the watch or two.
Yeah,
but it's fake.
So we're not talking about where you paid any money. We're saying that, meaning in the field of like business and psychology, there's this thing called, you know, like in a business you have money, which is capital. That's money that you can use to finance projects. So we also have that in social relationships, that when you invest in somebody, when you're nice to somebody, you essentially have what we call social capital. It's goodwill that you can leverage to your benefit later on down the line. So even though I might not ask a lot of money from you because I gave you expensive wine, I may want you to do a favor for me, and they might feel pressure to do so because I gave you expensive wine. So that's what some people would say. There's a story in the Gemara which may or may not be connected to this. Reb Chanina ben Dosa was a very poor person, and his wife was embarrassed that they didn't have a lot of money. So she would put in the oven in her house, she would put grass and leaves to make smoke go up from the furnace to make it look like they were baking and they had food so they wouldn't be embarrassed. Now that is not Geneva Stas. So why is that not Geneva Stas? Even though you're technically lying to people. So why would that not be Geneva Stas? Yeah.
Because like the smoke doesn't have to be like from baking.
It could just be they want to warm themselves up. In this case, in the case of the wine, you are trying to give them this cheap wine in this expensive glass, but you don't know what they're actually trying to do.
Okay, so yeah.
You're not creating any sense of indebtedness. Nobody thinks anything more of you. If anything, they just... You're avoiding having people come give you charity. If anything, you're saving people money.
Ah, okay. Right. So
maybe you shouldn't, but...
You're changing your, like, appearance instead of, like, your relationship.
Very good. Yeah, so everybody here is saying essentially the same thing, that there's a difference between that story and a lot of the other cases we've been talking about, because there, you're trying to get stuff from other people. Over here, you're almost doing the opposite, but the main thing that you're doing is trying to prevent embarrassment on yourself. You're trying to prevent people from pitying you. So our case, by the Purim meal, where he's giving expensive wine to his friend, but he's not really giving expensive wine, he's pretending to, which of those two cases would you feel it's more similar to? Am I trying to get stuff from other people, or am I trying to just prevent embarrassment?
It's a mix of both.
Right, so it's a mix of both, really. Meaning, I don't throw this Purim party, I'm assuming he's a decent guy, he's not throwing this Purim party just so he can leverage favors from his friends. He's doing it because he likes doing it, and the reason why he's quote-unquote lying now is because he's embarrassed, not because he wants to get more stuff. So, but on the other hand, I am creating a lot of goodwill, and people may feel pressure to do stuff.
They still will.
Right. So the question is, which kind of wins out? Does my embarrassment win out and it's okay? Or is it the fact that inevitably I'm still creating a lot of goodwill that you're going to feel that you owe me, and so I'm deceiving you, and I shouldn't do that?
Could he also be aware of people gossiping? Like, he's got cheaper wines there. People are like, oh, Debbie, what's going on with him?
Yeah, that's exactly his concern. That's exactly his concern.
Not embarrassed, but people actually talking Lashon Hara and creating that atmosphere of the party.
That could be. I don't know. I'm just going by what it said in the story. I don't know. That could be another concern, though. Anybody have any opinions as to which wins out? Yeah.
Embarrassment goes a long way in Lava.
So okay.
In general.
So you say embarrassment wins out. Yeah. You do too. Okay. Yeah.
One sort of little wrinkle in this is that people are actually drinking wine.
Right.
If you know wine, whether you see it in a whatever bottle, you'll know whether you're getting good wine.
Yeah.
So, you know, in some ways, you know, they should know that they're not getting the right wine. Or it's a bad bottle or whatever they might think.
Yeah, so that's what I was also wondering. That, like, again, if you have people that are connoisseurs of wine, they'll know that this is not the same thing. I don't know I don't know how to answer that. But yeah, it could be that it's just like him essentially subtly acknowledging the fact that he has fallen on tough times. He just doesn't want to broadcast it. So that could kind of be a mitigating reason. Rav Zilberstein thought that the embarrassment side wins out. He thought that since your primary intent in general with the Purim Suda is not to, you know, basically leverage favors, it's not like a business that you're running, or it's not that I'm trying to create this social indebtedness like I am by inviting the person I don't really want to come to my meal. And it's really just to celebrate, and the only reason why I'm quote-unquote lying to you is because I'm super embarrassed. So he says there the primary intent is not to get from others, but to protect yourself, and it's similar to the Reb Chanina ben Dosa story. On the footnotes, there are some people that say, well, maybe not, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. So I think it's a debate as to which side runs out. Rav Zilberstein thought that you could. What I do want to bring out, though, aside from the fact that you should be you know, the Torah and halacha takes embarrassment very seriously, is that the halachas of Gnevas Das really do apply. And if you, you know, and the inviting people over for Shabbos, that comes up. That really does come up. And so you have to keep that in mind. Just as another example, if you go around browsing in a store and taking in a, and, you know, start talking with the cashier, oh, how much is this? I'm interested in this. I'm looking at this piece of merchandise, and you get their hopes up. This is somewhat important if you're doing price shopping. If price shopping in that particular industry is not acceptable or is not the standard norm, that's a problem of Gnevas Das. If you're doing that, unless you explicitly tell them, I'm looking around right now. But if you lead them on that you want to make a sale, you're creating a certain indebtedness, and that is problematic. And halacha takes that very seriously. So just to keep that in mind, like I'll just give you an example. I was looking around for bikes a couple months ago, and bike stores will give you quotes. And I was very careful when I was looking around. I'd say, oh, I'm just looking around right now. If I would really be leading them on, if that wasn't the industry norm, and I honestly don't know if it was, if that would be the, if that wouldn't be the industry norm, I wouldn't be allowed to start talking really seriously about that with them if I had no intention of buying from them. I would rather have to say, oh, I'm looking around right now. I'm exploring different prices. So both in terms of buying things as well as in terms of friendship, it's important to keep that in mind. All right, have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah.